Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, was last night the ultimate proof that playing with a lead is a whole lot better than playing without a lead?
Absolutely. You know, you could tell, obviously, throughout the complexion of that game that, you know, the first team of two is going to probably win that game.
Michael Bitzer starting to turn some heads nationally. Internally, you guys knew what you were getting with him, but still, nightly, he's making some saves that on the bench guys have got to be shaking their heads at, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's in the zone, and he's so athletic, and he's so confident right now. Schultz, he nothing surprises me.
Do you feel you did enough of a job last night with their offensive weapons? And if not, where do you need to improve tonight?
Well, I just thought, again, I thought we played a pretty good game overall last night. I thought the third period we were kind of chasing the game a little bit. And I think a lot of that was probably due to the fact that there wasn't any penalties in the third period. And once they got that goal, I thought they really picked it up a step.
After seeing Duluth in person last night, have you found any way to generate a little more offense tonight against them?
Well, I thought we generated a lot of offense last night, Schultz. I can't ask any more out of our guys than we did last night. You know, again, our scoring chances, we had us at 13 to 10. And, you know, Phil's got a breakaway. Hampus has a breakaway. Charlie's got a partial breakaway. You know, Juice has as a second wave, has a great opportunity, and he also puts it off the crossbar. We had our chances, Schultze, to increase the lead to two and even three. So, and so did they. So did they. So, again, I don't think you can ask any more out of your guys than that. Again, the bottom line is that you just got to convert, and the puck's got to have eyeballs sometimes.
13 chances on 20-something shots, pretty good percentage, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but a lot of them, too, you know, sometimes, again, there are obviously chances that might not hit the net either. So we do our grade A scoring chances a little different.
Your son Matt was in Duluth last night, plays for Frank at Air Force. What were his thoughts of the game last night?
I really haven't talked too much about him. I talked to Matt about the game too much, but he liked our speed. He said he really liked our speed, and that's about all we talked about. I mean, I was, you know, I got up early and obviously had to come over here, and by the time I got home, he wasn't around. So, but I think he was impressed with our team.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Ceritori. Tom, Christmas is coming up in a week, so a little Christmas theme here to part two. Christmas stockings are a way for people to get a practical gift come the holidays. A little thing, not the big ticket items. What are some of the little ticket items that you would like from your team here in the second half?
Well, I'd like to increase our offense. I'd like to get to three. That's probably the big thing right there. Obviously, while keeping our goals against the way it is right now, Schultze.
Any big ticket items you want, or are the guys playing pretty well?
I think they're playing pretty well. I can't ask any more. We're, I don't know, 94% or something like that, or 93% on the penalty kill. We're second in the country. We're top 20 in the country on our power play. Our team defense is good. Our penalty minutes are down. I mean, really, Schultze, I mean, I'm, you know, obviously, again, I'm happy for the guys. It's been a long first half, as you and I've talked to, and these guys have delivered. We have one more game left, but the biggest thing is just trying to increase that offense.
They say it's better to give than to receive. What has the team given you and the staff this year?
Well, less gray hair, that's for sure. They've given us a lot of joy, and you know, a lot of excitement, and it's been a fun first half for the coaching staff. I mean, these guys are coachable. They bust their tail. I've made it be known to you and other people too that again, over the grind of these 22 games, and they haven't had a bye, and we've traveled all over North America. These guys, they bring it for practice. They've got a great work ethic in the weight room. They do a great job in the classroom. They do everything that's asked out of them, Schultze, so I can't ask any more.
If a team is struggling, coaches probably stay away from public areas and their fans because they keep getting the same questions. Has it been fun interacting with the fans this year?
Oh, absolutely. And it's all about the fans. It's all about the players. It's all about the fans. And you know, you want to entertain the fans, and you want the fans excited about their team. And these guys have created that excitement in my eyes.
A lot of people put angels or whatnot on top of the Christmas tree this time of year. How about Babe the Blue Ox trophy on top of the tree after tonight?
Oh, we like that. We like to keep that Babe the Blue Ox in our players' lounge.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Coach Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.